Welcome back, Bulldog basketball fans, to a championship edition of the Drake Basketball Podcast.
We did it. Drake did it. Oh my gosh, what a game. I'm still trying to digest everything that happened on that one. Drake takes the win 84-80 over Indiana State. Back-to-back MVC tournament champions, Tucker.
Oh, dude, I know we talk too much about the past and the heights that Drake has risen to from the depths of college basketball, but if you would have told me when we were in school that Drake would go to four straight Valley championships and win back-to-back tournament titles, I would have thought you were smoking something.
Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable job from Coach DeBrees. Again, he always seems to get his team to rise up to the occasion. 6 years at Drake, 20-plus wins each season, fourth straight MVC tournament appearance, and today he got to even his record now, 2-2 in MVC finals, and Drake had to work for this one every step of the way. The Bulldogs led by as many as 18 points in the second half, and, you know, honestly, going into halftime, Drake was up 13, and I knew Indiana State was going to go on a run. But really, it was the way that they went on a run. It was an absolute haymaker. You know, Isaiah Swope, he just caught fire. I mean, he just got going, and all of a sudden, Drake's lead evaporated very quickly. It was, I believe, around 72-69, and that's when Isaiah Swope hit that three with the foul. And you know, Indiana State went up 73-72 after Drake leading pretty much the entire game. What were you feeling in that moment?
Oh, I was nervous as hell. And you knew Indiana State was going to make a run because they're one of the top 10 best offensive teams in the country. Isaiah Swope is a straight-up baller. He's been struggling in the latter half of this season due to playing heavy minutes on an injured knee. But he was not going to let the Sycamores go down without a fight. And he really led a huge surge for them in the second half. And if you're watching on TV, I don't know how well you could see or hear, but there were a ton of Indiana State fans who made the short two-ish hour drive to St. Louis. But, you know, the Drake faithful held their own. We may not have had as many fans there, but the Drake section literally did not sit down for the entirety of the game. It was chanting defense or let's go Drake or Brody on every single possession. And I think the crowd played a huge factor in this one, keeping the Bulldogs going strong. Credit to everyone who came out. What a game.
What a game. So it was 76-74, and Drake was able to go on a little 7-0 run. In that stretch, Tucker DeBrees hits a tough jumper that honestly I knew he was going to hit because he's an incredible player. Larry was in the building, not Larry Bird, but Tucker DeBrees, your MVP of the tournament, your MVP for the past two seasons for the Valley. 27 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 of 5 from 3. Tucker was incredible. We needed him to play like the best player in the Valley, like an All-American player, and he absolutely did that today. He gave us that little burst, you know, after he tied it up at 76. He comes down, reads the defense, puts a pass right on the money for Connor Enright, and Connor just delivered a massive three. I'll be watching that three on repeat when I get home. And Connor, you know, 9 points. Every three he hit this tournament, I feel like, was a huge momentum shifter. So after Connor hit that three, we got a stop, and Brody got fouled. And you know what? Brody's not a very good free throw shooter, but today the big man, 5 of 6 from the line, including those two huge free throws to give Drake a 5-point cushion. And that was kind of the difference in the end. Like I said, 84-80 for the Bulldogs. But how about we talk about Brody? Because he was massive.
This was, no pun intended, this was peak Darnell Brody today. He came out with a whole different level of swagger than you'd seen earlier in the tournament. He decided early on he was taking it to Robbie Avila, not the other way around. You know, before this podcast, you had Valley fans debating whether or not Robbie Avila was as good as Tucker DeBrees. And this game, he wasn't as good as Darnell Brody.
Mm-mm. Brody kind of had two not super impactful games to start out the tournament. You know, we said it in the last podcast, we were hoping Brody saved the best for last. And he really did. 17 points, 8 rebounds, outscoring Robbie Avila. Robbie was 6 of 14, 15 points, 1 of 7 from 3. And that was the difference. I mean, Brody was all over Robbie. He was doing an incredible job stepping out to those threes. You know, obviously Indiana State didn't shoot it great from three today, but the thing that stood out just looking at the box score, they only shot 24 threes, which I believe that's probably, without having it in front of me, I'm gonna guess that's about 10 threes less that they average per game. So again, you know, we talked about it in the Bradley game with not allowing Malavite to shoot. This time it was, don't let them shoot threes. You know, they did a good job of forcing them to drive. And yeah, that meant some easy layups that I think were a little bit frustrating at times, but that's what Indiana State does. I mean, they stretch you out. They put you in really tough positions to make a decision on, are you going to overcommit to the shooting or give us, you know, kind of clear paths to the lane. But only 7 of 24 from 3. Drake, 11 of 18 from 3. They started the game 7 of 7, scorching hot. You know, I thought early in that first half, Tucker picks up his second foul, and Adam Wright hit three straight threes. And I think when Indiana State looks back on this game, that's probably one of the most key stretch where, okay, Tucker picks up a few fouls and
absolutely
Drake just went on an absolute heater for a couple minutes. The pace was insane. You know, both teams were running up and down the court, and oh man, I'm still digesting it all. I will say though, Indiana State, absolutely a tournament team. Like, how is this even a debate? You know?
Yeah, it's not. And I think what you're going to end up seeing is most likely the Sycamores do get in by virtue of their regular season. And of course, the national narrative surrounding Robbie Avila. I think they'll probably get sent to Dayton for that first four matchup, which they deserve to be in the regular field. But I think the Valley takes that. And I think the Valley gets two teams in there, which absolutely deserving. And in terms of what you were saying about Atten, this dude stepped up. He got these last two games for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was the X factor. These teams had, I'm not saying they planned, but they're like, you know, Tucker's going to come give us somewhere between 25 and 30. KO's going to play stellar defense, knock down threes when he gets them. Brody's going to be a huge force inside. But when Atten comes in there and scores and gets that hot, yeah, it's very, very, very tough to beat this Drake basketball team. And I think if he can continue to deliver like that, we can make a run in March.
Absolutely. Adden really raises the ceiling of this team. We said that yesterday. He was just so confident. I think that's the big thing that Drake really needed today and against Bradley too. They needed Adden to be aggressive. And like I said, Tucker sat down and it was, okay, it's time for you to cook, Adden. And I think Indiana State will look back on some of those possessions because he did get some clean looks in that stretch and ultimately finishes with 17 points, 7 of 13. I thought he hit a massive little jumper when Indiana State was going on that big run.
Yes, sir.
To give us a three-point lead. So Adden was terrific. Brody, we touched on, you know, Kevin Overton, I know, you know, he only finished with 5 points, but he was busting his ass on defense.
And Conwell was killing us in the first half, and yep, Kale really stepped up in the second and quieted him down. In case you can't tell, we're sort of recording on the fly right now. We're sitting in a hotel ballroom at the team hotel before I have to catch a flight, so we don't have access to all the numbers we usually do, but it definitely felt like Conwell was carrying the Sycamores in the first half, keeping them in the game. Mm-hmm. And then KO stepped up and put a stop to that real quick.
Yeah, and, you know, on Indiana State's side, you know, I was just shaking my head. I mean, they got so many dudes, man. Even if you're holding Robbie to 15, you know, Swope comes in with 19, Conwell with 13. Jason Ken was massive, 22 points, 9 of 10, 9 rebounds.
Yeah.
I saw Brody consoling him after the game. He was pretty distraught. So the big man was just telling Jason Ken, hey, man, you played a heck of a game.
I mean, 9 for 10. He can't hold himself responsible for that. He played about as good of a game as he could possibly play.
Anything else jump out at you when you're going through the box score or just the game?
Stepping outside of the analytics, just want to say how proud I am of all these guys for coming together like this. We said throughout the season that this was a really interesting combination of new faces and guys with experience, and you could see how their chemistry just improved by leaps and bounds throughout the season. You know, it was emotional watching them come together to step up there and finish this regular season journey accepting the MVC title for the second straight year.
Oh, that's a very good point. Drake ultimately ended up having 10 new faces this year, and I remember the tweets after we beat Bradley last year. They were, oh, well, Drake won't be back. You know, they're losing all these seniors. You know, this is all going to come crashing down. And it hasn't been that. You know, what Coach DeBrees has done in building out this roster, finding the right pieces, the right chemistry, all the while relying on Tucker DeBrees to be the player that he is to carry us. It's been what a ride. And you know, it's funny because we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary. You know, we started this podcast because we wanted to have more basketball content, and it comes full circle now. Back-to-back NBC titles, we're going dancing once again.
Yeah, I'm just going to go back to one tweet I saw. I think it was from Pat Ford earlier in the year when Drake had come back from the rough start to come to first place tie with Indiana State, and it was, Drake is starting to feel inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of the fact that Indiana State was this year's hit team in the Valley and how good they were, Darren DeVries consistently has made Drake the class of the conference. And in my eyes, I would not trade him for any other basketball coach in the country. He's built a program here at Drake that is still on the ascent.
Yeah.
Last year, they could have made the Elite Eight at least had we not had the food poisoning incident. And I'm so excited to see what we can do as a program this year in March Madness. If you don't have plans already, check out Selection Sunday. We're going to have an episode coming up to break down the matchup. Eduardo and I are both going to be wherever we get assigned for this tournament. I don't know if Eduardo knew that or not yet, but
we have such a budget on the Drake basketball podcast.
Money, you know, it's Monopoly money when it comes to Drake basketball, because we're going to do what it takes to be there and cheer on the Bulldogs to victory. Eduardo, I've got to go to the airport. I'm going to miss my flight.
Back-to-back champs, that's all we can say. Let's go, Dogs.
Back-to-back, go, Dogs.